I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, if you could please do the roll call.
Chairman, you have a quorum with one absent.
Thank you. And I would like everyone now to stand again if we could observe a moment of silence in honor of Willie Etta Flowers, who is a constituent in County Board member Gussie Glasper's district and who recently passed away at the age of 103. Mrs. Flowers was honored by the county on her centennial birthday. Mama Big Sis, as she was called, was a longtime member of the New Salem Missionary Baptist Church, and in her honor, the church founded the Willie Etta Flowers Leadership School. Please observe silence. Thank you. Okay. If we could ask the Marquette High School boys soccer team, Class 1A state champs, to come forward. Okay, this evening I have a resolution honoring the Marquette Catholic, you can sit down, the Marquette Catholic High School Class 1A State Soccer Champions. Whereas, on the 27th day of October 2017, the Marquette Catholic High School Boys Soccer Team competed in the Illinois High School Association Championship game in East Peoria, Illinois. And whereas, the team beat Monmouth Roseville 4-3 in overtime to secure the IHSA Class 1A State Championship. And whereas the boys soccer team finished out the season with 17 wins, 6 losses, and 3 ties. And whereas the Madison County Board recognizes the boys soccer team and head coach Joe Burkett and junior varsity coach Jordan Hogan for their hard work and commitment, which brought the school and community this honor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Marquette Catholic High School for an outstanding soccer season and for winning the state championship adopted this 15th day of November 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And I would like to turn the mic over to County Board Member Mike Walters, and I'm looking for Jack Holmes, but in any case, Jack's over there. All right.
Thanks, Kurt. Thanks, everybody. Probably wondered why I'm up here. Anytime I get a chance to speak, I'm going to do it. I was on the first team Marquette ever had, soccer. 1979, we had a JV coach or JV team. Where were you guys? 79. You were 12. And then the following year, we had our first varsity team, and we went 16-1-3. The only team we lost to was Granite City, which won state. Two of the 3 years, we lost to the state champs, both times, Granite City. So, but earlier in the year, I talked to the coach. I said, "Coach, what do you think?" He goes, "We have a good shot." And I go, "Really?" I said, "I know some of these kids, and I know their parents. Jiggy Veloff, young man, grew up next to me, know his dad. I will say this, his dad had the best penalty kick I'd ever seen in practice. The only time we needed a penalty kick was against Alton High, and he put it 75 yards past the goal. I'd never seen a guy kick a ball so far. Missed it completely. Jiggy didn't score, though, did you? Colin Fanastock scored. Of course, he had to use the goal post and the goalie's head to score, but he did score. He went to school. He was played basketball for me in grade school, and couple other kids I knew, but coaches, a heck of a year you had. I knew this year, and Marquette's glad to have you. We hope you stay for a long time, so we'd like for you to come up and say a few words and introduce all your players, please.
Good
Noah. Oh, sorry. I got it. It's Noah Fanastock. I've coached the kid since fourth grade. I've called him Colin his whole life. So it's Noah Fanastock if you're writing in the newspaper, please.
He does that to everybody.
Yeah. He can't remember our name either.
My name is Joe Burchett, and I am the soccer coach at Alton Marquette. This is my first year as the head coach, but it's my second year. Last year I was the junior varsity coach, and I was lucky enough to get the head job after Jeremy Sanfilippo called it quits. I can say we had a wonderful group of boys this year. I've been coaching about 21 years, and I can't always say that, but I can this year. It was a wonderful group. The unity was there. We had a lot of talent on the team. We had two worrisome moments where we had two of our top players injured. Fortunately, we got them back, and they both played at the end, and it was just a wonderful run. We had 23 players at varsity by the time we were done, and two coaches, and we had a very happy and smiley principal and athletic director when they got a medal and got the trophy as well. So it was a wonderful thing. I don't have all the boys here, so I'll just name the boys who are here. Noah Fanastock was one of our captains. His brother Jonah Fanastock is here. Isaac Hendrickson, Jiggy Veloff is one of our captains. Justin Atkinson. Ben Main is here. I can't see who's next to Ben. Nathan Joel. I think my assistant coach, Jordan Hogan, is down there. And Noel McClintock. So all good group of boys. It was a wonderful experience to be had, that's for sure. I think to see the community, our school, our administrators, our faculty, even Bishop Rapaki made it to a game. It was really a wonderful season for us. So I want to thank you all for your time in recognizing us. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Can I just go into the school?
You might want to do a few minutes later.
Okay. If I could have a motion to approve the minutes of the October 18th meeting.
I make a motion to approve the Ms. previous
Hawkins?
Board minutes.
You have a second? Mr. McCray, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. If I could now have the speakers come forward, Mr. Larry Evans. Is there a Larry Evans here? And we do allow 3 minutes. I don't know if you've ever been to these meetings before, but with 30 seconds remaining, I'll hit the gavel so you'll know. And you're free to leave your notes to be a part of the record with okay. Madam Clerk here.
Right Honorable County Chair Board, Right Honorable elected officials of the County Board, and Right Honorable voters of Madison County. My name is Larry Evans, and I am an election judge, and I'm here to speak in behalf of the voters of Madison County. I'm speaking to you tonight because I want you to fully fund the voting process so that citizens of Madison County can vote in the manner they're accustomed to. You know, the way it was when you all were elected. The way the county clerk wants to see the voting take place in Madison County, My admonishment is straightforward. That the county clerk be given the funds to provide both early voting and regular voting with five judges, as it has been in the past by tradition. Right Honorable Chairman, Right Honorable Board members, there is one cardinal sin in governance. It is characterized by a phrase penned by Oscar Wilde, and I will paraphrase that. Wilde said, "The crown, or those who govern us, know the cost of everything and the value of nothing." The county clerk, as all of you are aware, knows the cost of voting, and the county clerk also knows that voting is worth the cost. And I agree. I know that you agree, and I know the voters of Madison County agree. So make us whole by restoring the funds needed for us to vote as we have traditionally voted. A full and equitable voting process is always worth the cost. Don't treat us voters as a foolish crowd. We know what weaponizing budgets are all about. We know what's afoot when committee meetings are moved from different times and places without notification. You have the responsibility to govern us for a while, but treating us as a foolish crowd is a bridge too far. It has a price that will be exacted. In closing, I would like to remind you that as people of this county, we honor and reward rectitude, duplicity, and skullduggery, not so much.
We have Bob Diver next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'm here this evening to address you regarding concerns that I possess in regards to the budget reductions to the Regional Office of Education in the FY18 budget. The proposed budget reduces the Regional Office of Education budget from $590,091 to $457,885. That's $143,825 budget reduction. This reduction comprises 24.3% reduction in the appropriation. A cut of this magnitude is largely unheard of in any public budget reduction. It disturbs me as an elected official who has been fiscally conservative for 10 years to have received a large reduction because of the impact that it will have on office operations and the service to Madison County schools, both public and private. It may be noted that the Regional Office of Education has one of the smallest budgets in the Madison County government budget cycle. After my initial presentation to the Finance Committee, I prepared a cost savings report to them, which the Regional Office of Education had returned to Madison County government since 2011, $83,983.49, just to show to you the prudency and conservativeness of spending money by this office. This year, the Regional Office of Education will return approximately $45,000 to the county due to savings on hires and cost reductions in general office operations. I don't just spend money to spend it. I spend it when it's necessary. This evening, I'm making a request to you that the county board considers allowing this $45,000 be rolled over into the FY18 budget, in addition to appropriating a minimum of $15,000 additional funds for statutory requirements to fulfill the office's requirements. I have serious concerns with the degree of cuts and maintain a zero findings by the Office of the Auditor General. Management hires in the ROE are often made to fulfill requests by the OAG's request. Even if the reinstatement of $60,000 is made to the Regional Office of Education budget, I want you to know that this will be less than the budget was when I took office 10 years ago, which the budget was $542,906. I ask this, and these increases that have been made since I took office were made by the Finance Committee because of collective bargaining reasons. Not that I ever once asked for any financial increase in my budget in 10 years for additional hires or expenses. Thank you for your consideration. As Regional Superintendent of Schools, I can continue to be conservatively concerned about finances in this county and continue to do my diligence to deliver quality services, Regional Superintendent. Thank you.
The next speaker is Carla Gillespie.
Good evening. My name is Carla Gillespie, and I am the AFSCME staff representative that represents roughly 400 Madison County employees. And I want to make some brief remarks basically to the county board because there's been so much confusion about the implementation and whether or not the union has reached an agreement on the new timekeeping HRIS system. It had been mentioned to us, the union, AFSCME, roughly over the summer that this was a possibility. In August, I believe we made it clear that we would demand a bargain over the impact of any changes in working conditions. We didn't meet. We had made an information request in September. Then towards the end of October, the attorney wanted to meet with us, and we met for the first time to impact bargain on November 1st for a system they wanted to implement on November 11th. So on November 9th, the union sent an email insisting that the implementation be delayed until we could reach an agreement. We have lots of concerns, lots of impact issues to work through, which we are moving forward on. But I just want to make it clear to this body that we have not gotten there yet. I know I've been before this body before, and we've talked about the importance of impact bargaining. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys heard it straight from me, that that's where we're at, and that we're not there yet. We are intending to meet again, I believe the week after Thanksgiving, but we are waiting for some requested information and working through a lot of concerns. I also spoke with one of the other unions that are affected by it today, and they were not aware that the system was being implemented. So I don't know what will happen. I can't speak for the other union, but just want to make sure we were, you know, all working in the same direction to get a positive outcome. And just would urge you to consider sometime when you're going to make, you know, if you're making approvals of purchases of this nature, that just consider us, that we do have the rights to bargain over impact of these things, and want to make sure that we're not spending money that where something's going to sit for months and months and months. We're hoping to get there, but we've been available to discuss this since August, so we're just now getting there. We've had two meetings. So I appreciate your time and just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. Thank you.
The next speaker is Recorder Amy Meyer.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the board. I'm here to speak to you tonight with regard to the draconian cuts that have been recommended by the Finance Committee with regard to the Recorder's Office budget. Like Dr. Diber, the cuts to our office are also drastic, representing a 21.4% decrease over last year's budget. Like Dr. Diber, we've also returned money every year, worked within our budgets. What I would like to point out is that the Recorder's Office is entirely self-funded. We are funded in part by fees that are set by a fee study and then set by the board. So any reduction in the services that we're able to provide constitutes a shorting of services to the people that are already paying for these services. We generate a significant amount of money that goes back to the general fund, and we have some of the lowest recording fees in the state of Illinois. Additionally, we continue to increase our ability to work with patrons electronically. We have electronic deeds, electronic property transfer taxes, and we're working toward electronic document returns. These may not mean a lot to you unless you are in the title industry or a lender, or possibly you want to buy land in Madison County. The advances that we have made cut costs in the long run, but as I stated, most importantly, they support the banks and lenders that keep the money flowing to this region. Timeliness in recording is a federal mandate with draconian penalties. We assist the banks by ensuring that these documents go on timely. In fact, if a document is brought to our counter before 2 o'clock, it will go on record that day. That is very important to the people that depend upon the timeliness of our office. Further, in addition to recording fees, we also collect property transfer taxes. As with any collection, there is time and manpower that goes into this process. We are on board this year to collect for Madison County alone in excess of $550,000 in property transfer taxes. The recorder's office is essential to buying and selling of land in Madison County. We also protect our citizens against property fraud, and we provide personalized attention. A 21.4% cut does not serve the people of Madison County. It's not necessary. There's no reason to do this except to use the recorder's office as a cash cow to make the bottom line. And that is not the way to incentivize investment in Madison County. Therefore, I ask for a 0% increase and return us to the amount that we asked for last year in our budget, which is $578,000. Thank you.
Next speaker is Mark Kruckerberg.
Thank you. My name is Mark Kruckerberg. My wife and I, own property which is adjacent to the proposed 52-acre subdivision, and we live at 5041 Hazel Road, right across from the proposed subdivision. We're asking that you deny the rezoning of the agriculture from agriculture to R1. Our neighbors, the Willies, have penned a letter, which each of you have received, and regarding the Madison County 2020 land use and rezoning plan. Of that, the increased traffic, we must deny consistent with the prior board decisions on 09. And in most areas of the county should discourage growth that is not served by infrastructure, including the public water sewer systems. Development should be steered towards existing communities and subdivisions, thus avoiding pop-up subdivisions that appear in the countryside. In summary, all subdivisions developed with 6-acre lots or more to connect to a public water system, a common sewage and system, and approved that serve the entire subdivision. Basically, I represent a number of the neighbors and we're asking that you deny that rezoning. Thank you.
If we could move on to the appointments. We have two appointments this evening.
Chairman, would you like me to read the appointments?
Yes.
Fosterbrook Fire Protection District, Jessica Thomas is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. The County Farmland Assessment Review Committee, Robert T. Meyer is recommended for appointment to a lifelong term, replacing Jack Franzen.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, we need a motion.
Motion accepted.
You got to approve it?
Yeah, Mr. Walters? Second? Jim Dodd?
No.
Okay. No? Okay, Mr. Moore?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's move on. Ms. Champoli, if you could please bring in the resolutions and reports from the Finance and Government Operations Committee.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Finance and Government Operations Committee has seven items for your approval. I am going to pull number five, which is the FY 2018 budget summary, till the end. So we will do 1 through 4, 6, and 7. They are the summary reports of claims and transfer, an immediate emergency appropriation 2018, local preparedness grant, an immediate emergency appropriation 2018 for children protection data court grant. Number four is an immediate emergency appropriation 2017 for family violence prevention coordinating council grant. Number six is an ordinance determining the amount of all county taxes for all of Madison County, Illinois, purpose in levying said tax for the fiscal period beginning with the first day of December 2017 and ending with the 30th day of November 2018. That amount is $30,766,427.35. Also, number seven is the 2018 replacement tax allocation, and that amount is $2,825,360. And I move for their approval. Thank you.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Motion carried.
Okay. Ms. Champoli.
Yes. And number five is the FY 2018 budget summary.
Question.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
We have a second. Any discussion? Ms. Glasper?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, and citizens of Madison County. In opposition to the budget cuts, especially the county clerk's office, and more specifically, the early voting line item, I have a question. May I direct it, sir? In view of the elimination of one of the 11 early voting sites, and that one being the Madison Bennett site, my question is, will there be early voting anywhere in the Madison Bennett area?
Well, Chairman, may I? As we've discussed earlier, Gussie, there will be early voting taking place in the Madison-Venice area through the cooperation of the township and the township clerk's office. As an election authority, the township clerk is mandated or can be mandated by the county clerk to man that site. And I'm hoping, at no expense to the budget and at no cost to the Madison County taxpayer, and it is our hope that that will be what happens so that early voting can and will return to the Venice-Madison location.
Okay. Thank you.
Any additional discussion? Yes, Doc? I'm sorry, Mr. Holliday.
Quite all right. Chairman Prinsler, ladies and gentlemen of this Madison County Board, in my opinion, this budget process had a fault at the beginning. I believe that each department head should have been given a specific percentage to decrease their budget from last year. Management then, in my opinion, should have set up meetings with the department leaders to come to an agreement of what items are the most important to them to continue to provide the great service our Madison County citizens receive from the county, then a compromise or negotiation process with management and department heads would lead to a budget that is in the best interest of citizens of Madison County. In my opinion, it was an intentional act to suppress the vote in Madison County, especially in the African American community. When initially the county clerk budget was decimated, all overtime was eliminated. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The judges have to set up polls, then break them down after the voting is over. That's over 14 hours. You cannot have an election without overtime. As you replace the early voting places, you chose to not have one in the Venice area, one of the highest voting areas in the county that is African American. As a county, we should be encouraging our youth and inspiring them to get an education, to help them to become knowledgeable and become citizens that can help sustain our county and help our most vulnerable youth. We as a county should do our best to make sure our county is as safe as we can make it. Initially cutting the sheriff's budget over $500,000 does not show that we are concerned about the safety of Madison County citizens. As a county board member, we are the board of health for all of the citizens of Madison County. We are in charge of maintaining the health of our citizens. Cutting the budget of our health department hinders the effectiveness of the department. Recorder's office brings in a substantial amount of money to our county, but the decrease in their budget makes it harder for them to record documents, real estate transfers, maintaining records of dissolution of corporations, as well as records of veterans discharged from the military, among other things. I am asking the money are reappropriated to departments to bring them to the level they need to provide the services our citizens deserve.
Thank you. I think you're number two. Mr. Minner, and then Mr. Dodd, you'll be next, okay? Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, my problem with the budget is the amount of people that have been hired in this county, several hundred thousand dollars worth of employees that have been appointed, and I think this is, in order to balance this budget, it's on the back of the departments, which are having to curtail some of their much-needed services. I applaud the Finance Committee for all the hard work that they did. They did move a lot of things around and make early voting possible, but I still cannot support this budget. Thank you.
Mr. Dodd.
Mr. Chairman, I do not plan to support your budget, and the reason why I do not mind telling you. I was an alderman for 22 years in the city of Alton. We called all department heads in and said, we want you to cut your budget by 10, 15%. You and your cohorts just decided to slice people's budgets under vindictiveness, I guess. I don't know any other reason why you do it. And some of these cuts you people tried to make in the Sheriff's Department, Health Department, MMI, I just cannot support your budget. And I hope next time you people consider maybe doing something different. At least give the department heads a chance to have some input if you want cuts.
Any additional discussion? Mr. Parkinson?
First, the original budgets that were put forward by Mr. Hume were deplorable. They were far worse than the budget we have right now. There were cuts to almost every department to a level that we couldn't do, this county wouldn't survive with. Mr. Prenzler and some of his people pushed forward a $1 million reduction to the tax levy that was passed by the voters, which caused us to have to make a lot of cuts in this county. This administration did nothing for this budget. Nothing. It was cut. It was cut far worse than the budget we have here. Now, I may not like this budget, and I may not think it's perfect, but I can tell you we restored voting to Debbie Ming's office. Debbie Ming is going to take it on her back. Debbie Ming is going to take it on her back to make sure that Venice and Madison have their early voting, which they desperately need and should have. Yes. Mr. Diver, I want to apologize to you for this budget. I would have worked harder for you to get what you need had I known that you needed more money, but I will work harder this year if this budget passes to get you what you need. I try to be fair. I try to look at all the issues. I try to look at them objectively. And I looked at Ms. Meyer's budget, and I looked at it objectively. In 2015, Ms. Meyer had 11 full-time employees. In 2015, her office had 11 full-time employees. That office in 2016 had 11 full-time employees and 6 part-time employees. In 2017, it went to 14 full-time employees, which is a 27% increase in employees over that time. In 2018 was a 21% increase in the budget, which was requested by her. So in looking at what she's claiming, the cuts that she's receiving this year is only a 9% decrease from 2016. And I want you to think about that objectively and think about the numbers of foreclosures back then compared to what they are now, the number of home purchases when it was booming compared to what it is now. So it's not this board's fault that we have to make some cuts, all right? I worked very hard.
Mr. Park, continue. Please address the chair, and I think you've spoken a long time.
I can look around. Some of these boards. I'm talking to the people of Madison County, Mr. Prenzler. Please allow me to do my job. There are people on this board that worked very hard to get the best budget we could with what we had to work with. All right? And I apologize, it's not perfect. But I have to vote for it because I'm afraid of what will happen if we put it back in their hands.
Mr. Asadorian.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I asked this question before several times throughout the year. When we anticipated a budget cut, we kept creating new positions, giving new appointees more money than what the previous appointees were making, and it didn't make sense. It doesn't, to this day, make sense. We're eliminating jobs, yet we have a few that are making more than the previous position being held. I understand we're still talking about 2 additional appointees, creating 1 new position. I think the other one might already be an existing position. We're adding cost to a budget we're cutting. And if somebody can explain to me how you can cut budgets, remove personnel, their livelihoods, and then create new jobs and justify it, is beyond me. I would like to say that I have to support this budget in lieu of what Mr. Parkinson said, because I fear what's going to happen next. But I will fight against new appointments, new jobs being created that aren't needed, and I will fight for bringing those jobs back as quickly as we can. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Novosich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if you can hear this.
I am in agreement with Art and with Mike here. I am also voting for the budget, and it's because we're not sure what will come if we don't, what, you know, we'll have to come back to the drawing table. I wanted to get some clarification on a rumor that I heard this week about someone getting let go from the animal control but then hired as something with county board as far as an administrator part-time. And also, if that's the case, is Steve Adler still on the books as the administrative person whenever he's working for MESD? Just kind of curious about that, and if you can give some clarification to that, because I just feel, as Art and Mike said too, you know, we seem to be creating some new jobs and new salaries that were, you know, we had existing jobs before at lesser salaries, and then we're trying to balance the budget. So I just want to make sure our budget is balanced for the taxpayers in Madison County and for the good of everyone. So
To your point, the administration has done a job of actually in the IT department and other areas reducing headcount and working with employees. And I didn't hear that when I was hearing everybody's comments, but as far as new employees, we do have a temporary person working, Mike Perkins, who is helping us with going toward no kill down at the animal shelter.
Okay,
Ms. Shampoo.
I'm sorry. Just I have one more thing. And yeah, how much is the salary? And didn't you get a reduction in IT staff because a bunch of them walked out because they weren't happy with the administration?
Oh, that's not true at all. No.
But, no. I mean, I'm just asking.
No, we had a reduction in IT that I think we could be very proud of. The previous administration kept a lot of people down there. And as we've gone forward and looked at our needs, we've seen that, you know, we can certainly slim down in a lot of areas and save the taxpayers, which I think is a good thing.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. I agree. Thank you, Doug.
Ms. Shampoli.
Yes. I want to give credit where credit is due to the administration. I have been on the board for, almost 7 years. 1 year? No, 7 years. And this is the first time ever has the board been so involved and the finance committee ever to see how the process is done. Before it was done, I don't know, every time I asked previous administrations to let me in on the budget process, it was done behind closed doors. When I had questions to be asked, I got cut off in the finance department and said I was only allowed to have two questions instead of the four or five that I had. I went to almost every finance meeting all those years, asked questions, went to Mr. Dunstan and Mr. Parente, who gave me information, but not how the process works. So I want to commend the board, the department heads. There are other departments that took huge cuts. There is public safety that we did go ahead and fund extra people for the sheriff's department. The treasurer's department is one department that's gone down almost 27% throughout the years and still made cuts, and others are saying that they can't make any cuts at all or they have to be restored to their exact budget they asked for in 2018. And with public safety and health departments and all that, we can't go ahead and just fund everyone. There will come a point in time when, I do believe in January, that we will be reappropriating money to different departments, looking at if they were under budget or over budget, and we will address those issues. As the board came together with management and everyone to refund and take early voting back, we took care of public safety. So I think all in all, I commend the administration for letting us see how the process works. It was difficult. It was long. I'm sure we can make improvements next year. But I think as a whole, the board came together, Democrats and Republicans together, to make the budget what it is. And I hope for your support. Thank you.
Well, any additional comments?
One yes. Correction. I never told you you could only ask two questions, my finance committee.
No, sir, you did not. That was Mr. Dunstan.
Yes, any additional comments? Either. Mr. Chapman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I agree with some of the people say that this is not a perfect budget, but we don't live in a perfect world. I would like to point out the positive aspects of the budget and the reasons that I voted for it. It is approximately under levy. It employs people at the jail to enhance public safety, to include four jailers, helps with the coroner's office, which is overworked, helps the state's attorney to allow him to pick which positions he wishes to keep or not keep within his budgetary limitations. It supplies a public defender, badly needed. This supplies Judge Hill as law clerk. Also, ensures facilities positions. These buildings are badly run down, and they need to be repaired. This has not been good public stewardship of our buildings. It ensures refundables across the line. In addition, it ensures those things that are statutory. It also keeps early voting in all the places, thanks to Ms. Ming Mendoza working with people. It improves the parking lot. It will fix the jail for approximately $6 to $7 million. The original proposal under the previous administration was $28 million. It saves us approximately $20 million. The parking lot, which is unsafe, will be fixed. And the detention center, which I think is a travesty and unsafe, will be repaired. I think there's numerous benefits to this, and that's why I am voting with my Democratic and Republican colleagues who have done this in a bipartisan fashion in the Finance Committee.
Thank you. Mr. Petrillo. Next.
Yeah, I'm really not prepared to say a whole lot, but I'm going to tell you, one thing I would like to know is what exactly is going to be the cost of this HRIS system that we're talking about implementing?
Yeah, sure. With the HR information system with Paycom, right now, with our current system, we pay about $80,000 a year, and these are rough numbers. I don't know if Craig is here. The new system does cost more. It was passed by this body. I think it's around $215,000, if I can just speak off the top of my head. But the reason we're doing that system is for a lot of savings. It's to help us be in compliance with many multiple regulations from the state and federal government. Also, as you may or may not know, the previous administration did not have a working HR system in the county, and we employ upwards of 900 employees. It's critical that we are in compliance, and there's a lot of work to do there to build that up. This system helps do that.
Thank you.
Got a correction, Doug. We had an HR person. We called him our administrator.
I don't think I'm finished, and I had more than one comment I wanted to make. But to me, one of the problems that I see is that it appears like this is a type of a micro system to run our business of this county. I think that we have department heads that have done their due diligence. I think they do an excellent job, and I just have a real problem when we have Big Brother looking over our shoulder. And as we see today, in a lot of cases, by public opinion, we're guilty before we have to prove ourselves innocent. I have a real problem with that, and it appears that that's what we're doing. Also, I want to say for our regional superintendent, I may very well reluctantly vote for this. I think that the Finance Committee has worked hard with what they've had. But I'll tell you, I've been around Dr. Diver for some time now, and he has done an excellent job, in my opinion, compared to what we had once had here. He has come outside of the box to help the children of this county and to help them be more successful and give them an opportunity to be a success to our community instead of possibly what some might consider a burden. And I think he has done an excellent job with thinking outside the box and trying to bring more to our community as a county. Also, Also, I think as we're going to see here in the very near future, there's a term that we often like to use, and there's a particular group that likes to use it maybe more than others, and it's called open and transparent. I'm sorry. I'm having a real difficult time seeing any open, and I don't see hardly any transparent. And when we have people that we have comments and accusations made, that there has been contact, there has been discussion, we've talked with people, and then we talked to those same folks, and we found out, no one talked to me. No one explained this to me. I didn't receive any communication. Now we're put in a situation where, who do you believe? I'm going to tell you what, quit using that term, open and transparent. Let's be open and transparent. Let's be forthright. Let's be truthful. That's all.
Mr. Assadori.
Mr. Chairman, we didn't get an answer earlier to Mr. Perkins' salary. And will he be receiving benefits as well? It's a two.
No, a temporary employee does not receive benefits. He is being paid an hourly wage that would be similar to a $60,000 wage. But that does not include any benefits at all. So it would be $60,000 divided by 288 hours.
Okay.
So it depends on how many hours he works as well.
Okay, so $60,000. And then we didn't implement that tracking system at $80,000+, plus the $135,000 that we increased the Human Resources Department by. So we're looking at $200,000. How many jobs is that? Just off the top of your head. Five, six?
You know, the HR information system, the great thing about it is it's going to allow for us to have employees clock in. And as you know, throughout the years, in this county, no one has clocked in. Hourly employees haven't clocked in. Much like many of the taxpayers in Madison County may go to work and clock in. I think we'll also see a lot of savings because we'll have more accurate timekeeping.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just want to say that I had an opportunity to work closely with the budget while being a member of the Finance Committee. And I must say, I might be a minority in the room here tonight, but I feel pretty good about the fact that we have a good budget, I believe. I'm not perfect. No budget ever is perfect. Everyone's never going to be happy. All people will not be happy with the results of a budget, especially when you're trying to make cuts. Mr. Holliday had a comment about maybe going in and telling department heads in the future about maybe a certain percentage cut. I think it's a good idea. But it's a technique or an approach to get working a budget, and we did one a little bit differently. I do think that the initial budget proposed by Mr. Hume was pretty tight, but it's almost like a negotiation tool. You start out from a certain point, and then you compromise and come up with a result that can be lived with. I do believe that almost on every meeting with department heads that whenever they left the room, I remember them saying that they were either happy with their budget or they could work with the budget with resources that they were given. Not everyone, but most of them. And I do know that one department head I talked to about the fact that she might have some difficulty with her budget. I said that the Finance Committee this year is going to do something called a mid-year review. And that's going to be given the opportunity to each department head to come back in at mid-year and find out if they have deficiencies. They can't operate, perform their mission. Then they're going to be looked at very closely to be given some money. Now, it's a double-edged sword in that sometimes you go in for a review. If you're not spending money, you may lose some too. But anyway, it's an opportunity at mid-year for department heads that may need more resources to be able to get those resources to perform their mission. And lastly, I'd have to say, based on what I've seen in the budget hearings, was that I do believe it was open and transparent. I don't know how much more transparent it could be. We have the members of the committee, department heads, people who wanted to come in and listen and discuss with many multiple questions about what their concerns were and deliberated and decided. So I believe it was an open and transparent process. Thank you.
Mr. Madison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I've heard a lot, Mr. Chairman, in the room tonight, a lot of dissent. It seems a little orchestrated, but see what I mean? So we're in Illinois, and Illinois has the highest property taxes in the nation. And what I'm hearing in the room, after seeing the first completely open budget process that I've seen here in my 5 years, I've never seen an open budget process at this county, and we got to see one. I came to the last budget meeting where it was passed, and Mr. Parkinson and Mr. Fasson both congratulated the committee and told them how much they appreciated what they'd done. The Finance Committee put hours upon hours upon hours. Some of the folks in the Finance Committee, how many hours did you put on this for a part-time job?
30
hours for a part-time job. It was open. We had a starting point. I thought it was tremendous. Everybody had a say. All the board members were welcome to be at the meetings. I was at more than one. I wasn't at all of them. I saw several department heads come in and speak. So all those things, I'm not sure where that's coming from. But when you're talking, when you're going to the store or you're talking to your neighbors or wherever you are, people talk about and complain. When you're campaigning, the biggest complaint is how high our property taxes are. They're double the national average, double. So it's incumbent upon us, because all property taxes only go to local government. They don't go to the state. So it's incumbent upon us to take that into, and you know, we need to do something about it. It can only be us and the other local government bodies. I think that's been done, and I think there were a lot of Democrats in the room that were asking questions, and seemed very satisfied at the end. Thank you.
Mr. Wesley?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to start off by telling the Finance Committee that I commend the job that they did, as well as my fellow board members that are not on the Finance Committee that took part in some of those meetings. I commend all of them for the work that they put in on this budget. One thing that we have to take into consideration is about a year and a half ago, the voters of this county spoke loudly and clearly that they wanted to reduce the levy, which we did. You got to remember, when you reduce the levy, you're reducing your revenue stream. So we were already behind the eight ball with less revenue coming in to the tune of about $1.8 million. So we had to take some hard looks at all the budgets. We had to eliminate some excess costs that we felt and the committee felt was expendable. We can look at any individual budget at any individual line item, and we can justify it being there to provide the services that that we were providing prior. But if we do that, we will never get to a balanced budget with a lower levy. What we will have is a deficit budget and deficit spending. Those are hard decisions to make, and I would like, again, to commend this committee for the work that and the forethought that they had to go in and ask each individual department head where they thought they could give back some money to the county and reduce their budget to help this situation. So with that, I will be supporting this budget. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment, please?
After Ms. Novosich.
I just want to say that I am appalled at the comment that Mr. Madison made about my letter that I wrote. This was from my heart. It was not coerced or anything like that. And I would accept an apology from him for that.
Well, you said it without coming to any budget meetings, right, Mr. I'm sorry. You said it without coming to any budget meetings, right?
You talked please, about let's coercement.
If we could stop this.
I did
if we could
to
please,
finance
Mr.
Holliday, meeting.
If we could please direct the comments to the chair, and I'd like to go to Ms. Novosich next.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just also want to address something Mr. Madison said, and please believe me, there is no way that any of us Democrats up here are being coerced or trying to form a coup against the Finance Committee. We are all very proud of the work that the Finance Committee did, and we commend them. We sat here in those meetings as well, and we did ask questions, and we did say, you know, we may not like this 100% because nothing is perfect, but we were going to be voting for it. But I do have a question about the HRIS system. The county board members received a notification in our mailboxes, too, with login information. I just wanted to know if once this gets off the ground, are we also going to be expected to clock in?
No, but it would be nice if you attend your meetings.
Thank you.
Mr. Parkinson?
It would also be nice if you had attended work on Friday. I want to talk about the HR system as well. I think it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult for people that work at the highway department that respond to certain areas to clock in every morning. It's going to be difficult for people that work in Ms. Ming's office that go to election places in the morning to clock in or clock out at night. This system doesn't allow for that. It's going to be very difficult to get the system operating and operating perfectly. And I wait for the time. I wait for the time that it's brought to somebody's attention or used against a department head that they had to adjust somebody's clock because they were out in the field and weren't here to clock in, and that's used against them and their employees. I also want to know, is Mr. Thompson going to clock in when he goes down and at the special service area and puts in the percentage of time that he's supposed to be working down there to get part of his payroll paid? Is Mr. Dorman going to clock in when he travels to exotic locations on the East Coast?
Mr. Parkinson, are you going to start clocking in? This is inappropriate. I don't think you can discuss in a public meeting.
Yeah, Mr. Parkinson, I think you were a little bit away from the issue. I think we've heard. I'd like to call for a roll call at this point. Roll call. We've heard from all the county board members.
Can we hear from Mr.
Adams? He's a department head. I'd like to hear from him.
We have heard from the entire county board, and I would like to call for a roll call.
Can we hear from the, can we hear
I would
from
like
Mr.
to hear
Fasson?
From the department member.
Please, can we hear from Mr. Fasson?
Okay, Mr. Fasson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to clarify what Mick said about, now I speak for myself and probably Mr. Parker too. Yes, I did make comments commending the body down there, the finance committee, and this county board for the outstanding work they did on this budget. It stopped sale. And that's what my comments were intended for. They were the ones that put this together, corrected it, and made it a workable budget. So when you say, man, that I made those comments, let's clarify those comments and say that it was confined to the Finance Committee and this county board.
Thank you. Any additional comments?
Nice comments
any additional comments? Excuse me, Mr. Madison. I think we've heard a lot of discussion. I'm calling for a roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Goggin, would you please?
Mr. Chairman, real quick. I just want to thank two people that you may not know worked on that budget, too. I appreciate the Finance Committee, the work. Mr. Parkinson, you were at the meetings. Great. A lot of people showed up. You spent a lot of time. But Jennifer Zelzer and John Thompson spent a lot of time on this budget. I just want to thank them as well.
Thank you. Mr. Goggin, could you please bring in the resolution from the Information Technology Committee?
Mr. Prinsler, can I interrupt 1 second?
No. Mr. Goggin?
Mr. Prinsler?
No.
May I be excused? I am working a homicide.
Are you a police officer?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, then you know how to obey the law.
You're not the
law. You're out of order. Mr. Goggin?
I'm asking to be excused. I have to work a homicide in Madison, Illinois. I'm the commander. May I be excused?
You may be excused.
Thank you.
That was not necessary,
Mr. Goggin.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, we have one resolution for your consideration. Resolution to award contract for consultant services to provide 2018 color digital ortho-rectified aerial photography for the Madison County IT Department, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Was there a second?
Yes, Chairman. Yes, there was.
Just that big button.
Mr. Asadorian, could I get you to confirm?
Mr. Walters, would you, on behalf of the Judiciary Committee, could you please bring in the resolutions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, we have two resolutions from Judiciary and Finance and Government Operations. First one is a resolution to purchase for professional services medical care at the Madison County Jail and Detention Home. Resolution to purchase net archive appliance for Madison County Circuit Clerk. And I make that motion.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Wesley, would you please bring in the resolution from the Personnel Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Personnel and Labor Relations Committee has one resolution to bring forward, and that resolution authorizes continuation of the Compass Professional Health Services. I make that motion, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Mr. Maxwell, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, could you please bring in the resolutions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I have a number of resolutions. I am going to separate them out, as many of you become accustomed to the way I present. In regards to Z170050, I will leave that until the very end, and I will be more than willing to answer any comments or questions in regards to that. Z170052, Z170051, and Z170053, as well as Z170054, passed unanimously through the Planning and Development Committee, and I do move for their adoption.
We need a second, Chair.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
No. Yep.
Motion carries.
Thank
Mr. Maxwell.
Z170050 was denied by committee, and at the request of Mayor Blimker from Hamel, I have a short clarification due to what was presented in committee, and I wish to clarify to the board so the members are fully aware of comments that he has made. Mayor Blimker contacted me on November 6th regarding comments made during the public comment by Mike Rathgeb stating that Mayor Blimker was in support of this subdivision. He asked that I set the record straight. The mayor of Hamel, Larry Blimker, does not support this subdivision. On behalf, in conjunction with that, Z170050 was denied by the Planning and Development Committee, so that the board members are fully aware when you vote yes, you are voting to confer or agree with the denial of this resolution. It passed as a denial by a 5-3 majority in committee, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper.
Mr. Chairman, I have one more resolution, sir.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have a resolution authorizing the demolition of unsafe buildings and structures approved by all members of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, could you please bring in the resolutions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. On behalf of your Public Safety Committee and your Finance and Government Operation Committee, we have two resolutions today. One is a resolution to purchase mobile software maintenance contract renewal on computer-aided dispatch system for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and a resolution to purchase non-mobile software maintenance contract renewal on computer-aided dispatch system for the Madison County 911 emergency telephone system, and I move for their adoption.
We have a second.
We have a Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, could you please bring in the property trustee resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property tax resolution unanimously approved by the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, November 7th, be approved by the Madison County Board.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McRae, on behalf of the Transportation Committee, could you please bring in the items on the agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Transportation Committee has six items for the board's consideration tonight. We have an agreement for professional services for property valuations on Lebanon Road over CSX Railroad in Collinsville Township. We have an agreement for professional services for property negotiations for Lebanon Road over CSX Railroad in Collinsville Township. We have an agreement funding resolution for Washington Avenue resurfacing in the city of Alton. We have an agreement funding resolution for Franklin Avenue resurfacing in the village of East Alton. We have an agreement funding resolution for the Morrow Road resurfacing project. And we have a petition for county aid for the Heron Bridge in Fort Russell Township. And this has been reviewed by the entire Transportation Committee and unanimously approved. Now we make a motion for their approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I could ask a question of Mr. McRae.
Sure.
Sir, I noticed that on the cost on Lebanon Road over CSX Railroad, do they contribute any funds to this cost, this relocation? Is it due to the fact that underneath those railroad crossings are unserviceable?
The railroad itself?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Mr. Gavillo is here. I don't know the answer to that.
Yes.
Mr. Gavillo?
Yeah, right now this project is in conjunction with the state of Illinois and the Great Crossing and Protection Fund. We are not far enough along to get into negotiations with the railroad. The two structures under the railroad right now are maintained by the railroad, so we expect them to contribute, but we are not to that stage yet. And ultimately, the cost that we are approving tonight should be approved in the package that will be split up among the parties involved ultimately. Right now, the Great Crossing and Protection is a 60% funding. So part of this is local funding, but part of it will be by the CSX, hopefully, and through the Great Crossing and Protection.
Is that fine?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. Any additional? Sure. Yes, Mr. McRae.
We also did review a preferred vendor list in the Transportation Committee. I asked for John Thompson, our compliance officer, to review that list. I sent him an email today. I don't anticipate any problem with that, but we also did approve that in the Transportation Committee as well. And that just required the consensus of the Transportation Committee themselves. But I did ask for Mr. Thompson's opinion on that and his review of that vendor list.
But that's not being voted on this evening.
No, it just needed the consensus of the Transportation Committee, but that's just an FYI to the
Mr. Chapman.
Yes, just to follow up on my colleague Mr. McRae's comment, I also mentioned in that meeting that we have received the sickage report back, and so when we were looking at this list, I was wondering if it was in conformance with those suggestions by sickage. I mean, we paid $25,000 for their insight, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to use those insights soon in the near future to include a look at this list, perhaps.
Review of the sickage report and the guidelines for county purchasing was that we are in that would be in total concordance with what both of those recommendations from sickage and with the county purchasing policies. But like I said, I did forward that to John Thompson for his review, and I just wanted to. let the board be aware of that.
That's fine. That's not being voted on this evening, and that's for future consideration. So any additional discussion on the items, the agreements and resolutions being proposed this evening?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Tucano.
I have a question for Mr. Gibbons. Do I have to abstain from all six?
I'm sorry, are you abstaining? Do you have a basis for abstention?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
For the first two.
I would recommend that they be separated out.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of voting now.
But not.
I'll make a
mistake.
I think, Larry, if you abstain and tell them the votes on the other four,
yeah,
will show up as. Can you change four of them?
Can he orderly change his vote on the last four if he abstains?
Can you do that? You can go back.
Tom, if you want to go back and
redo your motion on
to just the four?
Sure.
So, Larry,
we reread the motions?
Yes, sir.
So I think Mr. Tricano wants to abstain on items one and two, right? Because they're in Collinsville Township?
Yes, right. Sir.
Okay. Okay, so we have a item number three is an agreement funding resolution for Washington Avenue resurfacing in the city of Alton. Item number four is an agreement funding resolution for Franklin Avenue resurfacing in the village of East Alton. We have an agreement funding resolution for the Morrow Road resurfacing project and a petition for county aid for Heron Bridge in Fort Russell Township. And I would make a motion for their approval.
I'll second again.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Yes, Mr. Maxwell, I'm sorry.
Again, voting. Madam Clerk, can we get this reset? Because now I believe that we may have cast votes on one and two or as a package. Is there a way that we can reset this? My understanding is, and maybe please explain to me, but my understanding is we're voting on one and two or we voted on
no,
four.
No, you're voting
six.
On three, four, five, and six.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a vote right now.
Right, and that's where I'm – due to the fact that the resolutions were represented, I would hope that we could stabilize and go back to a
I can't reset this. That's why I wanted him to remake the motion.
Understood.
To
thanks,
agree
Vanessa.
To 3 through 6, and then I'll reflect that in the minutes
okay.
in a separate vote.
Understood.
We reset?
Okay. Roll call. Is this on 4 or 5? This I'm sorry, 3.
You're on 1 and 2 now. Mr.
Yeah, these are the two. Yeah, I understand why we did that. Yeah.
We're voting on items 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Mr. Chicano, are you abstaining from 3, 4, 5, and 6, or
no.
are you voting on those?
One
I
and
need
two.
You to vote.
One
I
and
need
two.
You to vote on
he
now.
I did.
He did.
Okay.
There you go. Motion carries. Mr. McCray, if you could bring in 1 and 2, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have an agreement for professional services for property valuations on Lebanon Road over CSX Railroad in Collinsville Township, and we have an agreement for professional services property negotiations for Lebanon Road over CSX Railroad in Collinsville Township. And I would make a motion for their approval.
Have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McCray, on behalf of the Transportation Committee for the resolution to purchase.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have one resolution as to purchase two new model year 2018 Ford 450 crew cab pickup trucks for the Madison County Highway Department. And this has been reviewed by the Transportation Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee. I'm going to make a motion for their approval.
We have a second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call. Motion carries. Do we have any new business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
I'd like to put a thank you out. We have in my district, a small, very small neighborhood that has seen some pretty bad illegal activity going on. The Sheriff's Department was notified. They acted immediately upon it and brought it down drastically, and they did it with the grace that they always work in. And I would like, on behalf of my constituents, myself, to thank the Sheriff's Department for their hard work in this manner. Thank you.
Ms. Novosich.
Mr. Chairman, this really isn't new business, but I just wanted to know if I could get my question answered about Steve Adler, and is he still on the books here, and what is his salary, if so?
Yeah, Steve's not an employee with the county.
So he's not getting a salary from Madison
no,
County?
No, no.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Any additional new business? Mr. Walters.
Well, not new business. I just wanted to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving next week.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes, this really isn't new business either, but on this, I should have asked this before, on this appointment for the County Farmland Assessment Review Committee, Robert T. Meyer replacing
yes.
Jack Franson, is this always a life-term position?
That's a good question, Ms. Kuhn. We'll be looking at that. Yes, it is. It is.
So everyone on that committee has a life-term position?
Yes. Yes, I'd like to learn more about that myself, Ms. Kuhn. Thank you. Good question.
Kind of like a Supreme Court judge.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Jones, I'm sorry, two and three. Mr. Jones.
Yeah, this isn't new business, old business. About the payroll system, I've been getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and text, and letters. I was wanting to see how many more unions do we have to negotiate with before this thing is implemented, and also with all the county employees, since it's not implemented, I mean, everybody's still going to get paid. There's no hiccups or anything like that. It's still the same old system.
Craig, you want to talk to
him? We have, of course, asked me, which we've been in talks with. I mean, we first brought it to their attention maybe 9-10 months ago, and we've been in constant discussions with them. And then when it got to a point of starting to bargain, we've begun that. They've known it well in advance. We have also the Teamsters who are also here at the Highway Department and Animal Control, and as far as the deputies, everything. The sheriff runs their own department, and he can handle how he'd like.
Any other new business? Mr. Dodd, do you have new business?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I don't know who to address this to, but in the future, I'd like to have my packet mailed to my house. It's very difficult to sit here and try to discuss things. We don't even know what the heck's going on.
I believe the packet is mailed to your home.
I didn't receive mine either.
No, it wasn't mailed because we didn't get the agenda until Monday, and you wouldn't have received it in the mail, but I'll make sure that you get one in the future.
That would require
that is a procedure. That is... Yeah.
I'll make sure that you get a packet in advance, Mr. Dodd.
Ms. Hawkins.
Oh, yes. I just want to thank this board for putting me on the Metro East Sanitary District. The first meeting, all of us commissioners from St. Clair County to Madison County were asked our priorities. What did we feel needed to be done to keep us free of flooding? My first thought and recommendation was to get Horseshoe Lake lowered. That keeps our water table low. Also to get all of the trees and brush out of the drainage canals. I am very pleased that all the commissioners did honor that and work together. I'm very thankful to have spent that time with them. And then to be back here on the county board, I still stay as a honorary commissioner of the Metro East Sanitary District. My passion was to get things done, and we are doing that. As you see on television, the floods all around us. We're very fortunate that we can work together. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chapman, you have new business?
Just a question, personal privilege. The question of union negotiations has come up several times this evening. And I know from an email where I sought clarification from the state's attorney's office that the county board is supposed to set the parameters for negotiation and also provide guidance to the negotiating team. In previous discussion in another meeting, Mr. Hume had noted that since Mr. Adler was no longer part of the negotiating team, he had been thinking about securing a lawyer to do the negotiation for the county. I'm wondering if that has happened, if that has been scrapped, or exactly who our negotiating team is.
When dealing with the union, we deal with lawyers appointed by Tom Gibbons, the state's attorney. They're ASAs, and we use their recommendations in negotiating with the union.
So it is being handled by lawyers as our main point of contact with the union. Is that correct?
We have lawyers when we're discussing business with the union.
Internal. Now, are you present at those meetings, Mr. Hume?
Most of them, yes, absolutely.
Okay, and is there anyone in addition to you that represents the administration at those meetings?
Depending on who's involved in the specific area, there might be other department heads.
And who are some of those people that have been at the meetings, sir?
Well, you might have, depending on our HR generalist, Bruce Cooper, you may have John Thompson, you may have Rob Dorman. If it's an IT issue, it just depends on, or if a facilities issue, it might be Rob Schmidt. It really depends.
So there's kind of consortium that may accompany you to these meetings along with some people appointed by the state's attorney's office.
There may be a specific detail to a department where it'd be good to have knowledge of that department and the specific issue.
Thank you.
And this is all an internal cost, correct?
Mr. Chairman.
This is an internal cost, correct? We're not contracting outside lawyers.
The lawyers cost money. You bet.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr.
McRae. I think
McRae.
Along those lines, I don't want to speak for Mr. Wesley, but as the chairman of the personnel committee, I think he has expressed an interest or a desire for himself or someone on the personnel committee to also sit in on those negotiations. And then I also want to make a comment about the budget, and I want to say thank you to Lisa Champoli. She really did yeoman's work for, I mean, it really was an arduous task, and I think as a member of the committee, and, you know, we spent more than 30 hours in, I don't know, five or six or seven different meetings, and I appreciate all the department heads who came, and some folks, including Judge Hilla, were there for several hours at a time sometimes. You know, we were able to add, I mean, I know a lot of people are disappointed in the things that we had to cut, but the truth is that our tax rate was cut from 0.25 to 0.20. We had no choice. We were going to be millions, more than almost $2 million less in revenues than we had the previous year, so we were forced to cut to have a balanced budget. But we were able to add a public defender, which I think is something I think we can all be proud of. There's a lot of people that really can't afford a good legal defense, so I'm very proud that we were able to add a public defender. We were able to add personnel to the Sheriff's Department, and we were able to restore early voting. And so anyone that leaves here tonight that thinks that every site was completely restored, and so I think what I said the last time was it would be nice to have, you know, 200 early voting sites, to have every site to be early voting, but it is very expensive. And so we were able to restore every single one. And nobody picked and chose which sites, you know, were closed or not. But fortunately, they've all been restored. And so I appreciate everybody's and the other things, too, as my understanding with regard to cuts to the Regional Office of Education is the vast majority of that funding comes from the state. And, yes, I know it was a 21% cut from our side, but in the overall budget, most of that comes from the state. So I hope that they're okay there. And with regard to the Recorder of Deeds office, yes, there were significant cuts there. I guess draconian was the term used, but there were also, over the last several years, I think draconian increases in the amount of expenditures in that office as well. So I thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Holliday?
Yes, he's talking about the cuts in the early voting. I mean, yeah, most of them have been replaced, but why was Venice the only one not replaced without pressure? That's a concern of mine.
You're asking the wrong person because the financial.
Well, you made the statement, so I'm just saying that.
No, I'll
to me,
it to you. No, we did not. We don't choose early voting sites. You know, the county clerk chooses the other voting sites. So, we were working on the budget to fund those, and you know it was and we also weren't, you know, recommending necessarily the cuts. We were worked on the budget to get to restore those, you know, those sites.
Mr. Chairman, I have an actual new business now that there's been clarification. I would like you to consider Mr. Wesley's request. I mean, I think we ought to have a member of a board from personnel or elsewhere attending these union negotiations. I don't see how the county board can set the parameters or to the negotiating team or provide guidance if we have no one at these union negotiations. I think that's been an oversight for years. It was done by the previous administration, and it needs to stop as of now because we have a much more transparent system in which the board is able to do due diligence.
So, we have more new business. Mr. Madison.
Yes, Ms. Mendoza, during the last budget meeting, I asked and you graciously explained how you determined where you were going to cut on early voting. Could you explain that to the room, please?
We had to do based on turnout at the time. With the money that was we were looking at the cuts and not knowing how much money we were going to get back restored to the budget, I was forced to start looking at turnout of locations.
And I asked you how you determined which ones were going to get cut. What were your parameters there?
The turnout.
I mean, it was the turnout.
Yes.
So the ones that were cut, it was because of lower turnout. Do you remember what kind of turnout we were talking
about?
Sir,
I don't, but with the restoration of some of that money, we're able to open those sites.
Is that a better explanation?
Any additional new business?
Voter suppression.
I disagree.
Do we have any other new business, Mr. Petrillo?
Well, I don't know if we don't always follow the exact order. I would like to say this, if I may, that I commend Lisa Ciampoli and that committee for the due diligence and the work that they did. I know that some of my comments can be taken the wrong way, but when I do say things about being open and transparent, I think we had a union member that spoke that you've got to think there's a little bit of doubt. But the other thing that concerns me that when we talk about our budget is that we don't have a problem with bringing someone into our county that has no previous experience, may not even meet the criteria, and we appoint them, and all of a sudden we give them a six-digit figure when they probably should have a five. I think the Finance Committee should take a look and have an entry level for those people. I said it when I served on this executive board, and I voted for no raises in terms of the judge, in terms of our clerk, number of people, and I think that we need to revisit that because you just arbitrarily throw out a figure and say, well, they deserve it. Well, I don't know what we mean by they deserve it. Just because we named them? I mean, I think that we, as a county board, we're accountable for that. You can make a recommendation, but I'm getting off the subject. I apologize, but that's my concern when we talk about budgets and dollars and cents. We don't have a problem with getting rid of workers. We sure don't have a problem with appointing somebody and giving them a nice little handsome sum with no previous experience or at times not even the proper criteria background.
Mr. Wesley?
Yes, with all due respect to Mr. Petrillo, and I agree in part, I think some of those decisions could be better served being run through personnel and the Finance Committee as opposed to just the Finance Committee.
Amen.
Any additional new business? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Ray.
Don't move.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Opposed?